dear students, welcome to BIC's audio learning session. In this episode, we are going to learn about the introduction portion of cell cycle. For easy understanding, the cell cycle lesson is divided into convenient parts and students are expected to go through each of the part. Let us begin. An organism is formed from a single-celled zygote by the process of cell division. The cell division process was first studied by Prevost and Dumas in the year 1824. I repeat, who were the scientists who studied for the first time regarding the cell division process? It was Prevost, P-R-E-V-O-S-T, and one more scientist, Dumas, D-U-M-A-S, around the year 1824. Around the year 1846, Nageli, one more scientist, proposed that new cells are formed from the division of the pre-existing cells. In fact, this was given as a statement even by Rudolf Virchow around the year 1858 as omnicellulae cellula, means every cell is derived from the pre-existing cell. In adults, tissues like bone marrow, germinal tissues in animals, and meristematic region in plants, cell division takes place continuously. Now let's understand a few more points about cell cycle. What is cell cycle? The changes which occur during cell growth and cell division are collectively called cell cycle. During such a process, various components like genetic material gets duplicated. The duplicated material then is passed into the daughter cells. This is called cell cycle. It is genetically controlled. And cell cycle has two periods, namely interphase and M phase. M phase is the stage in mitotic cell division. Interphase is commonly observed during all types of cell division. Now let's understand regarding interphase. Cell spends most of its time in interphase. Though it is called a resting phase, but it involves intense biosynthetic activities in which the cell doubles in size and duplicates precisely its chromosomes. In human, nerve cell does not divide for the whole life and thus remains in interphase stage cell division, or just the separation of the already duplicated molecular units. Interphase involves three main processes, namely replication of DNA, synthesis of nuclear proteins such as histones in this stage of replication of DNA. Next, duplication of centrioles occurring only in animal cells. Then synthesis of energy-rich compounds. Now let's get into some more detail regarding interphase. Interphase can be divided into three periods, namely G1 phase or gap 1 phase, S phase or synthetic phase, G2 phase or gap 2 phase. Let's analyze what's happening in G1 phase or gap 1 phase. RNA and proteins are synthesized, but there is no synthesis of DNA. This takes around 6 hours in human cell, though this time period may vary in different organisms. Now let's understand about synthetic phase or the S phase. DNA replicates in semi-conservative manner. Basic proteins, that are histones, are made. Then formation of new nucleosomes occurs. Chromosome is present in the form of two sister chromatids and it takes around 7 hours duration. In gap 2 phase or G2 phase, DNA duplication stops. Synthesis of spindle proteins occurs. Synthesis of RNA and storage of ATP molecules takes place, duplication of mitochondria, plastids and centrioles also occur during this phase. This gap to phase approximately takes around 6 hours. In the next audio session, let's learn regarding mitotic cell division or the M phase. Keep practicing. All the best. Hello dear students, welcome to the second episode of Understanding of the Cell Cycle. In this episode, we are going to learn in detail about the mitotic cell division or the M phase. M phase takes place after the completion of the interphase. Mitotic cell division takes place in two parts, namely karyokinesis, meaning division of nucleus, and the second part, cytokinesis, meaning division of cell. Mitotic cell division is also called somatic cell division as it occurs in somatic cells, and it is also called equational cell division since the chromosome number is kept constant in the daughter cells like that of the parent cells. Moreover, daughter cells are quantitatively and quantitatively similar to the parent cell. Therefore, it is also called equational cell division. Mitotic cell division was first discovered by German biologist Stratzberger around the year 1875 in plant cells, and in animal cells this process was discovered by one more German biologist, W. Fleming, around the year 1879. The term mitotic cell division was coined by Fleming, the scientist Fleming. Mitotic cell division involves different four phases, namely prophase, metaphase, anaphase and telophase. Let's understand what happens in each of the phase in little more detail. In prophase, chromosomes condense, that means it comes to 1 by 25th of their original length to form two chromatid stages. Centriole pairs duplicate and move towards the poles. Centriole develops fine radiating proteins, microtubules called astral rays. Next change in prophase we observe is nuclear membrane disappears, followed by formation of spindle between the two poles takes place. They are formed from the microtubules of tubulin protein. It can dissolve and can reform. This is its capability. Asters and the spindle surrounding the centriole is called mitotic apparatus. And the last change occurring in prophase is the disappearance of nucleolus. Before the commencement of metaphase and after the completion of prophase, there is a small phase called prometaphase. In this particular stage, nuclear membrane disappears and spindles attach to the centromere of the chromosome, and this is called eumytosis. In many protozoans and in animal cells, nuclear membrane does not disappear and remains there. Such a process is called intranuclear mitosis or pre-mitosis. In some protozoans, centriole is present inside the nucleus. Such a division is called extranuclear and centric. Now let's get into the details of metaphase, the second phase after the prophase. Let's understand the changes occurring in metaphase. Chromosomes arrange at equatorial plane, which is commonly called metaphasic plane. Chromosomal arms are directed towards the poles. Smaller chromosomes are central in position, whereas the bigger ones lie towards the periphery. The second change, each centromere is joined by two chromosomal fibers, one from each pole. The third point to remember in metaphase stage is, site of attachment of spindle fibers is small, disc-shaped at the surface of the centromere called kinetochore. Next, the plane of alignment of chromosome is taking place, and at metaphase it is referred to as metaphasic plate as discussed earlier. Next stage in mitotic cell division is anaphase. Let's understand the details about the changes taking place in anaphase stage. Centromere splits into two, chromatids separate. Next, chromatids move towards opposite poles, and these are called daughter chromosomes. Chromatids appear as V-shaped or J-shaped or even rod-shaped during anaphase stage. Lastly, this happens because of the contraction of the spindle rays. It's known that 30 ATP molecules are used to move one chromosome from equator to pole. That's an extra point to remember. Now let's get into the last phase of mitotic cell division, that is telophase. The changes happening here will be exactly reverse of prophase. Here, chromosomes at each pole are surrounded by nuclear membrane. Nucleolus is reformed. Chromosomes gradually uncoil and become less impact. So this completes the stages of karyokinesis. Four stages of karyokinesis, namely prophase, metaphase, anaphase and telophase. After the completion of telophase, it is followed by cytokinesis, that means division of cell. Cell membrane develops a furrow or a constriction which deepens and finally divides the cell into two daughter cells. This is in case of animals. And in plants, cell plate is formed. It grows from inner side towards periphery. It represents the middle lamellae. When nuclear division takes place without cytoplasmic division, it results in the formation of syncytium. That means large number of nuclei in a single cell. This stage or this condition we call it as syncytial cell or syncytium. In the next episode, let us learn regarding meiosis. Keep practicing. All the best. Hello dear students, welcome to this episode of Audio Learning. In this episode, we are going to learn about the introduction to meiosis. Let us start. The term meiosis was given by two scientists, namely Former and Moree. M-O-O-R-E, M-O-O-R-E, around the year 1905. Meiosis takes place in gamete producing cells of male and female reproductive organs and in spore producing cells of sporangia. So where does meiosis occur? It is occurring in gamete producing cells of both the sexes, male and female reproductive organs. And in case of plants, it is the spore producing cells of sporangia. Meiosis leads to formation of gametes in higher organisms and spores in lower organisms. Lower organisms includes bryophytes, pteridophytes and fungi. Meiosis occurs in two consecutive phases, which are termed as meiosis 1 and meiosis 2. The essential stages in meiosis are summarized. I am summarizing the essential stages of meiosis for you. Two successive divisions without any DNA replication occurring in between them. Formation of chiasmata and crossing over. Segregation of homologous chromosomes. Separation of sister chromatids. These happens to be the essential stages in meiosis. So that's about the introduction of meiosis. In the next audio learning session, let us start learning about the first stage of meiosis, meiosis 1. Hello dear students, welcome to the fourth episode of Cell Cycle. In this episode, we are going to understand about meiosis 1. Let us begin. Meiosis 1, it is reductional division in which the chromosome number is reduced to half. That is, 2n number of chromosomes is reduced to n number of chromosomes. Meiosis 1 consists of various phases, namely prophase 1, metaphase 1, anaphase 1, and telophase 1, and it is followed by cytokinesis. The different phases I told you is a stage in karyokinesis, that is in the division of the nuclei. Let's understand about prophase 1 to start with. Prophase 1 is a long phase where homologous chromosomes pair and interchange hereditary material. It is further subdivided into various subphases, namely leptonema or otherwise leptoteen, zygonema or zygoteen, pachynema or pachytene, diplonema or diploteen, diakinesis. Like this, it is divided into 5 stages. I repeat, leptoteen, zygoteen, pachytene, diploteen and diakinesis. Let's understand what is a change happening in each of these stages of prophase 1. In leptoteen stage, chromosomes become visible. Compaction continues. Each chromosome is attached at both of its end to the nuclear envelope via specialized structure called attachment plate. Centriole starts moving apart. So these are the changes happening in leptoteen. Next stage, that is zygoteen, also called zygonema. Let us understand the changes happening in this stage. Homologous chromosomes come to lie side by side in pairs, and this process is called synapsis. Next, these two paired chromosomes, also called synaptonemal complex, are even referred by the name as bivalents or a tetrad, as each one chromosome is having 4 chromatids. Synapses often start when homologous ends of the two chromosomes are brought together on the nuclear envelope. Next, it continues inward in a zipper-like manner from both ends. This aligns the chromosomes side by side. Pairing is completed in 3 different ways. Let's understand what are the 3 different ways of pairing. Proterminal pairing, procentric pairing, random or intermediate. What is this proterminal pairing? Let's understand. The two homologous chromosomes start pairing at the terminals, which gradually progresses towards the centromere. In procentric pairing, the pairing starts at the centromere and proceeds towards the ends. In random or intermediate pairing, pairing may be happening at various points towards the end. So that's about the changes in zygotene stage. Now let's understand the changes in Pacothene stage. The synapsed chromosomes continue to become short and thick. Recombination involves mutual exchange of the corresponding segments, non-sister chromatids of the homologous chromosomes. Large recombination nodules appear at various places which mediate for chromosomal recombination. Next, these are the sites at which crossing over occurs between non-sister chromatids of the homologous chromosomes. Crossing over is nothing but the exchange of genetic material occurring between the two homologous chromosomes. And this recombination is an enzyme-mediated process, and the name of the enzyme responsible for this is referred by or is called by the name as recombinase. So that's about the changes happening in Pacothene. Next, let us understand about diplotene. Let's understand regarding diplotene changes. Homologous chromosomes start separating. Tight pairing is now relaxed. Separation is, however, not completed. Next, dissolution of synaptonemal complex occurs, and this appears in the egg-shaped structures at the site of recombination. And these egg-shaped structures at the site of recombination is called chiasmata. Diplotene can last for months or maybe even years, as we observe in case of oocytes of vertebrates. It is at this stage of diplotene that chromosomes decondense and engage in RNA synthesis, thus giving shape of lamb brush chromosomes. So that's about the changes in diplotene stage. Diplotene stage is also called diplonema. And the last stage of prophase 1 is diakinesis. What are all the changes happening in diakinesis? Let's understand this. Terminalization of chiasmata occurs. Chromosomes are fully condensed. Meiotic spindle is assembled to prepare homologous chromosomes for separation. Nucleolus disappears and the nuclear envelope also breaks down. And this is the stage which leads to transition to the next phase, and that is metaphase 1. Now let's understand regarding metaphase 1. The important changes happening in metaphase 1 are: tetrads move towards the equatorial plane, that is almost in the center of the cell. Spindle fibers are attached to the centromere of the homologous chromosomes. The centromere of each chromosome is directed towards the opposite poles, and the arms of the chromosome face the equatorial plane. So that's about the changes in metaphase 1. Now let us see the changes happening in anaphase 1. Homologous chromosome move towards the opposite poles in this stage. That is, half the total number of chromosome moves towards one pole and the other half towards the other pole. It is at this stage the 2n number of chromosomes is becoming n number of chromosomes. Therefore, this stage of meiosis is called reduction cell division. This occurs because of the movement of the half of the total number of chromosome towards the opposite poles occurs due to contraction of spindles. Actual reduction in the number takes place. Non-disjunction at this stage because of non-equal pulling of the spindles may cause unequal distribution of the DNA number in gametes, leading to a condition called aneuploidy. And this is what we observe in case of Down syndrome. Extra 21st chromosome which is also called 21st trisomy, is because of non-disjunction of the chromosomes in the stage of anaphase 1. Now let's look into telophase 1 changes. Chromosomes at each pole of the spindle now uncoil and elongate, but do not reach the extremely extended state of the interphase nucleus. Nucleolus appears. Nuclear envelope is formed from the endoplasmic reticulum. So that's the end of telophase 1. After this stage, karyokinesis is completed. It is followed by cytokinesis. Cytoplasm divides by constriction and produces two daughter cells in cytokinesis stage. The two daughter cells formed will have haploid set of chromosomes. Cytokinesis is immediately followed by intrameiotic interphase. It is the stage between the telophase of the first meiotic division and prophase of the second meiotic division. That is telophase 1 and prophase 2. No replication of DNA takes place during the interphase. In meiosis 2, both the daughter cells, which are formed as a result of meiosis 1, will undergo further division, and this division will resemble like the mitotic division. But it is not actually the mitotic division, it is meiosis 2. Wherein by the end of meiosis 2, four daughter cells have been formed, and each daughter cell will be having haploid number of chromosomes. Now let's understand regarding the significance of meiosis. Meiosis helps in maintaining a definite and constant number of chromosomes of a species, of an organism. Exchange of genetic material takes place, providing chances for variations. Crossing over and recombination again helps in generating variations. So that's about the important points regarding the significance of meiosis. Keep listening, keep understanding, and this will help you to score better. Wish you all the best. Hello dear students, welcome to the fifth episode of Cell Cycle, and in fact this is the last episode of this Cell Cycle. In this episode, let us understand regarding one more type of cell division, that is amitosis. Let us begin. Fleming in the year 1882 described the phenomenon of amitosis occurring in the cells. It takes place by the formation of a dumbbell-shaped cleavage of the cell. The nuclei and the cells are of unequal size. This process of amitosis occurs in certain protists, ciliates, and in specialized animal tissues, as well as old degenerating cells of higher plants. So where can we find the phenomenon of amitosis occurrence? In certain protists, ciliates, and specialized animal tissues, as well as old degenerating cells of higher plants. Now how is this occurring? By the formation of dumbbell-shaped cleavage of the cell. And the nuclei and the cells are of unequal size. Parallelly, let us also understand the significance of mitosis. In mitosis, we find equal distribution of chromosomes, thus maintenance of identical genetical constituents for all the daughter cells occurs. surface volume ratio of the cell is maintained. The concept of nucleoplasmic ratio is another important thing. The growth takes place by increasing the number of cells rather than the size increase. And mitosis is of common occurrence for repairing of body tissues, as well as for the process of differentiation due to multicellular conditions. So that's about the significance of mitosis. So with that, we have actually understood all the concepts important from the examination point of view from cell cycle. Keep listening, keep understanding. Wish you all the best to score good marks and top rankings in your entrance exams.